I'm Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and we have a full house on the program today. And right next to me, that would be to my left or right. I don't know. Zoom always reverses it when I do the recording, so I apologize, Josh. But Josh is right next to me. Either way, Josh Cook from Community Choice Credit Union. Josh, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. You know, it's funny. You're to my left, so we are at least on the same vertical plane.
You're over there, so I'm just glad you're here, Josh. All right. welcome. And then diagonal from me, right down below, is Mr. Tim Strandquist from OM Financial. Tim, how are you, sir?
I'm great. I hope I'm in Marsha's spot.
Marsha. And then right below me is Mr. Joe Sheridan from Simply Focus. Joe, how are you and Alf doing today?
We're dandy. We're great. I feel fantastic. I'm excited. Let's get going.
All right. Let's dive right into this. All right, gentlemen, this interview is from the attendee participant perspective. But before we get into that, Joe, give us a quick summary on Credit Union Relevant 2021, which is going to take place in a couple of months in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah. June 6th through the 9th. So CU Relevant. So Simply Focused jumped on board as the title sponsor right away. We want to bring live events back to the credit union space. We thought this was a great way to do it. Great content, good speakers, and we're excited to come to the desert and bring the credit union world and have a little fun while doing it.
Well, I want to stick with you on this one, Joe. I mean, what attracted you? I'm going to ask each of you this as well, but what attracted you to this conference and then even going to an in-person conference? So what was the attraction? And I'll ask the same of you, Josh and Tim.
Yeah, so I'll start with the why this conference.
Okay.
Really, it starts with really the title, CU Relevant and mm-hmm. relevancy and helping credit unions stay relevant. Well, as a CUSO and as someone that's strategically aligned with the credit union movement and moving it forward,
right.
If our key partners and potential key partners aren't focusing on how to maintain the relevancy of the credit union, well, then they're really on a path towards insolvency.
Right.
And so for us to invest in an event that is investing in unique education is an investment in credit unions and their education. It's also an investment in our business as well, mm-hmm. because we're all intricately connected. It's about all boats kind of rise, if you will, to use that phrase. And to be a little bit selfish, I'm excited to hear the content as well, because if I am a good practitioner of keeping the credit union movement forward, all of us need to be continually educating ourselves on how to be cutting edge and move past the tan and taupe, if you will. Why in person is, you know, I know that the video world is a bit your world, Mike, but it's really hard to keep focused. Zoom fatigue is real. There's studies all the time that show that fatigue. And it's about how do you create that unique networking and experiences. It's the conversations that you react to after the keynote speaker that you almost learn even more, mm-hmm. because I got a tidbit out of it, but what did the person next to me get out of it?
Yep.
What am I talking about at dinner that night? It really is the plus up of any conference event is that live in-person interaction. And on both accounts, it was a slam dunk for Simply Focus to support the event.
Right on. And Josh, I'm going to come to you as you take a swig of water. Good timing. Sorry about that.
No worries.
So what attract? I mean, you're actually going to be speaking at this, right? And you're coming at it from the credit union perspective as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to get from stage and be in an environment where, not being vulgar, but it'd be kind of great if there was a word that, instead of saying BS, but you can actually say it from stage and cut through the clutter, right? And really talk about topics that matter to credit unions. I see Tim there from OM Financial, and I always think to myself, people have asked me before for other credit union CEO perspectives, why don't credit unions adapt to change, or why they don't make changes that they should be making, or adopt fintech, or whatever the case is. And I said, you want to know what I think? I think sometimes you have credit unions that are riding a 13%+ capital with the CEO that is riding that right to retirement. So why make the change? Now, you're not hearing that at most conferences, but let's talk about it. Let's be open about it. Yeah. And going back to Joe's point about some of the keynotes, Duana Blomstrom coming on board, she's never spoken in the US, and she talks about high tech and high touch, right? Mm-hmm. The emotional side of banking. It's easy to talk about all things fintech, all things technology. And then I also believe that the race to technology for most financial institutions is the race to non-differentiation. So that emotional side of banking is powerful. Mm-hmm. And then closing it out with, name a financial institution conference or a credit union conference that's going to bring Christy Hefner, who was the former chairwoman and CEO of Playboy Enterprises. And if you've read anything about her, she is a brand champion, really, mm-hmm. above all, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it matters for credit unions today to stay relevant. And I'm with Joe, to be honest with you. And I know you're not supposed to say that in this format, right? Because I hope everybody's really enjoying this content right now. But there, I have some tells, and I always think about, how am I with voicemails? It's usually within the first maybe 1.5 seconds. If I'll listen to the rest of it, I delete almost all of them. Emails are almost entirely the same. And when it comes to Zoom anymore, if my camera's not on, then you can be assured that I'm doing work on the side.
Right.
If I'm on mute the whole time, then you could be assured that I wasn't paying attention to any of it. So I'm kind of with Joe. Like, I need to get back around people, because it would be a fallacy if I thought I was the only one that had the best ideas in the room. I think it's generally the opposite. I like being the dumbest person in the room, and I'm super excited to be in Vegas with a lot of smart people so I can take their ideas and use them.
I tell you, time and time again, I talk to people, and that's one of the, I mean, obviously we miss being together and doing stuff in person, but the biggest thing that I've heard is, like, people really miss that organic networking. Like you said, Joe, is like after the session, hey, you meet up with so-and-so and like, what did you think about what so-and-so said in that session? That type of thing. It's those organic conversations that people really, really miss. That's really difficult to do in a Zoom environment. This is a great plan B, but man, the in-person stuff, you can't beat it for sure. And having said that, Tim, what attracts you and OM Financial to this conference as well?
Yeah. So, really the partnership, we know Josh and Joe and we heard they were jumping in on this, and a lot of what we probably go to, 40 to 60 conferences a year as a team.
Yeah.
So conferences are a great opportunity for us to educate and just kind of learn, but also educate and just what a lot of the changes that are happening, whether it be in the recruiting space or the SERP space. So for us, it's just a great opportunity to partner with, new people that we haven't partnered with, and then, obviously get out there on the road again and, start having those conversations. There's a lot of change that's happened in the last, especially since COVID. We're constantly working on, updating our educational information and trying to help credit unions as best we can.
Indeed. And I don't want to name names, but you're at a conference right now. We don't have to name the conference, but you're at one right now in person. So I mean, how is that? And what's the feedback? Because this one's in a couple of months, so things will be a bit more relaxed than they are now. As we get progressively going, things will get a bit more relaxed. So how are things at this particular event?
Things are great. There have been some smaller conferences that have already started that were in person. And I've even been to a number of them where there were almost no restrictions. And so people weren't wearing masks. One was in South Dakota, which where there was no mask mandate. So that might be why. But we're in Texas, and what's really neat is they have, in this conference, they have wristbands. So people can have different color wristbands if they're comfortable in hugging or shaking hands or talking. So people are just kind of letting hey, I'm comfortable with this or not. And obviously if they're here, they're pretty comfortable. The vaccine has obviously helped and got people
I want
out.
That hugging wristband. Send me one of those. Give me hugging wristband.
Just walk
out. I want the group hug wristband. Yeah, I want the wristband that I have to wear with someone else. Like it's
right. Yeah, the one that's attached. I think you get that one in Vegas for sure if you do something wrong, Joe.
Yeah, yes. Pink feather handcuffs, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, Joe, having said that, are there going to be any? I don't want to say precautions, but any measures like that at this one, or is it just going to be, hey, you know what? We're back to normal. We're doing this.
So we were excited that they had partnered with the MGM Grand, and that they're like a city within a city in terms of that property. One of the largest properties in North America. They used to call it MGM Grand Resort. It's so large.
It's a massive place.
It's a rebrand. So MGM has a 7-point safety policy in place. Honestly, things on the ground are changing. A couple weeks ago, they went from 25% to 50% capacity going into March Madness. Then after that, right now I see that in June 1st, they're going full open, that their restrictions are completely removed. barring, I believe masks are still included in that, but the capacity restrictions. And so for us, it's hard to say what's going to be the on the ground, how we would support risk mitigation. Wristbands are a fantastic way to do that. So I think you'll see as people start to continue to register and spots being limited, we'll be able to add small little pieces about what's happening on the ground to make it as safe and as fun as possible.
Yeah.
You think the wristbands should have always been done that way? Like, I mean, I've seen people go to conferences. Here's my relevant point is that I think there were a lot of people from credit unions that have gone to conferences that just went based off the sunshine and the location. And they always wanted a red wristband that said, leave me the hell alone. I don't want to talk to anybody. I actually don't want to learn. I don't care. I'm collecting a paycheck. And this is a nice sunny Palm Springs, and I otherwise wouldn't have paid for it myself. So I'm wondering if maybe those should have always existed for those people.
I actually heard that from, I can't remember the people who put on the conference, but they had the whole wristband thing. And we were talking about, well, maybe this should just be a permanent thing. Because if you don't want to be bothered, you don't want to be bothered.
That would be it, right? Because it'd be if you didn't want to be bothered. Otherwise, I think it almost creates a false sense of security for people that have concerns, right? It should be challenged by choice. I don't want to get in your way on that, Joe. But
no, that's
I think to myself, it's like, if you don't want to be bothered, you don't want to be bothered. But I don't know.
If you don't want to be bothered, I'm not sure that this is the right format for you to be. We want to be for everybody.
Exactly.
Not necessarily.
Exactly. I think probably bothered is the wrong word too. So we don't want to say that. But hey, Josh,
you don't want to be around people, this would be a terrible
thing. We're going to be around people.
Yeah. If you don't want to be around people, don't go to a conference. So anyway, that's a whole nother show. So Josh, what are you going to be talking about at the conference? Speaking of speaking.
You know what, to be honest, it's more of a Q&A with really unfiltered is meant to be the idea. I don't know if I'm the perfect person for it, but I'm the one willing to volunteer that says, let's get deeper and ask blunt questions, of what keeps a person up in the C-suite from a credit perspective. What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about as it relates to taxation or competition of other credit unions or anything? Nothing's off limits. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to prepare for it. I don't even want to know the questions ahead of time, frankly. And so it's kind of that format, right? So it's not so much speaking on a topic as being completely open about what we're talking about, right?
Gotcha.
About answering the questions bluntly. In fact, there's another session, if I believe, kind of very similar, which is credit union CEOs, but the questions now are coming from vendors, and the credit union CEO has got to be willing to answer the questions directly from vendors. So kind of flipping the model a little.
Yeah.
Which I think can provide a lot of value for the rest of the people in the room, because now that it's like, I've always felt that way. I've never heard anybody else say it. So I didn't know if that was okay or if it was just me. You know, I think that's the big part of this conference is there's things out there that people are thinking or feeling or believing, but they're not hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
So then they feel kind of isolated to it, if you will, and don't explore the topic further.
What do you think about that, Tim, being a vendor looking toward credit unions? So I think kind of turning the tables.
Yeah, no, I've been in the industry for 15 years. So I think the most valuable conferences from my perspective, and I think from a lot of executives' perspectives, are the ones that focus on networking and really talking with your peers. Mm-hmm. Obviously, speakers are great. You get a ton of information, but in real world, challenges that Josh has right now are similar to what a number of other CEOs are going through. And so I think throwing stuff against the wall and talking about it, that's where some of the best conferences we go to, it's real raw and there's more time dedicated to the networking and the discussions. And so I won't say exactly which conferences, but that's kind of our goal and hope that we can create some conversations from this.
That's the way it works. That's the way you get things done. Joe, does this kind of open the doors for you guys now? I mean, now that because this seems like, I don't want to say the first big in-person conference, but it seems that way, but does it kind of open the doors for you for the rest of the year?
Yeah, it does. You know, we've been doing, some virtual events and we did a lot in 2020. This is our coming out to the world, to the credit union movement, to really get back going. We want to put a little fire in the engine. And that's why the timing of it was a key reason why we want to be a part of it is that let's stop waiting, let's stop talking about it. Someone's got to be the first out of the gate.
Right.
It's funny, you talk to people, and we'll keep it under anonymity. People were talking, well, I don't know, I mean, June, but I don't know if we're going to be allowed to travel by then. That same person was having that conversation on spring break under a corporate travel ban, but they were personally on a family vacation when they told us some of that stuff. So for me, it's the two worlds will slowly come back together, what people are personally doing and what corporate travel policies coming together. We wanted to be one of the first people to put a stake in the ground and say, we're about this. We can come back together. You can do it safely, because we need to come back together. We got to get out of our offices.
Yeah. We're open for business.
Yes. That sign is as big as you can get it. Make a banner, fly it around.
Very cool stuff. All right, guys. Well, anything else here to add? I mean, we could talk about this forever and, you know, the pros and cons and all this stuff, but I think there's more pros now than cons. And I think that pendulum's going to swing more toward the pros now as opposed to the cons. So as we get further into this, Josh, do you have anything else to add here, sir?
No, not really. I mean, I think it's an exciting event. I mean, obviously I'm all for it, but it was funny when the comment was being made about, you know, when decisions are made or how you learn about new things or building those networks amongst others and talking it out. I was going back mentally and trying to think of the last probably three new fairly large scale projects that we've implemented at our credit union. And I know for a fact that I could point to exactly the conference that I was either at or somebody was at where the conversation started.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, I'll name it. I can remember being at Finovate New York and seeing new technology that came out. And it wasn't necessarily a technology from the stage. It was the conversations happening afterwards about, hey, did you see that technology? And somebody said, well, if you like that technology, there's actually this company. And I know for a fact that some pretty impactful projects that we've started, that's where it came from. So for me, you know, selfishly, I'm just ready to get back to other people and, again, learn new ideas.
Yeah, that one thing leads to another is the perfect in-person thing. Cause you know, hey, you might want to talk to this person over there. Maybe I'm not the right person, but go check. There she is right over there. Go tap her on the shoulder. So that type of stuff happens all the time. Timothy, how about you? I mean, how do you see it going now? I mean, how do you see it opening up and any final words here?
Well, I live in Texas, so we're pretty open already. So I actually had a partner of mine. He was down in from New York last week for some meetings in Texas. And he was like, taking pictures of, you know, the masks are suggested or recommended. And so he was taking pictures because, you know, it's obviously different in Texas. So we've been kind of going, but we're just looking forward to get back into it. A lot of my friends are credit union executives or in the industry. Mm-hmm. So I miss them. I kind of want to get out and see people.
We all do,
so we're excited to do it. We can't wait.
Good stuff. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. I don't want to keep you too long from your jobs. And because you guys do such fine work, so I don't want to keep you from it too long, but look forward to seeing you guys in person very soon. Good luck with this. I can't wait to hear how it goes. I'm sure it's going to be a smashing success, but look forward to it.
Thank you, Mike.
Cheers. Thanks, Mike. Take care.
You all be safe. Have fun.
Thank you, sir. All right.